We're on the Smoke Podcast. This is YNW Melly. I believe it stands for Young Nigga World Melly. This is the song Murder on My Mind. I've been seeing this trending a lot about his friends. I want to give you my piece on it. But here's the song that's in question that they trying to say that this song was made and then he premeditated and killed his homeboy. So here we go. Young Melly. I guess it was like towards the end of the year, two of his friends just mysteriously, they was actually in the group as well. Two of his friends just mysteriously, you know, got killed. And now, maybe not even 6 months before that, there's another artist from Florida, and his name is Young Ace, I believe. Young Aces or something like that. And I'm not sure if you followed the report about him, but he got in an altercation where two of his friends got killed. But the dude, young Ace, he ended up getting shot 8 times. So you knew he had nothing to do with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You seen, like, it was so dramatic and trauma lifted. Like they had the video of him, you know, they had the video of him inside the hospital, like, where he basically was, like, crying, like, fuck, man, like, you know, I you could tell he probably tried to save him. They were all in the car, and also they had witnesses on their jump where it was like they said people seeing a car pull up beside him and open fire and pull off. So, you know what I'm saying? So they jump was like, it was some real shit. Like I said, dude, ain't nobody gonna stage no situation and shoot themselves 8 times, or ain't nobody gonna set up nothing and get shot 8 times. Now, both of these situations happened in 2018. Now back to the topic, Young Melly. Now, first off, the guy, Young Ace, he blew up off that. Like, I mean, he was already buzzing. I think people was like liking him, but I ain't gonna lie, I didn't really think he particularly had good music. You know what I'm saying? So you can kind of tell that the killing, that, you know what I'm saying, of the, and you know how he's, you know, and it was what he was going through was so sad. Like, he not only did, after the shooting, they took him straight to jail. Like, soon as he was, like, able to, soon as they realized, like, hey, he ain't healthy, you know, the nigga been shot 8 times, they damn near blew his hand off, you know what I'm saying? So, he wasn't healthy. The police of Florida still took him into custody. Like they took him out of the hospital. It was like, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. At one point, I was scared that maybe he might have died from, you know, not letting his body heal. You know what I'm saying? So he was a soldier, man. Like, his whole little come up was definitely like, it drew a lot. Some situations draw people to you just cause it's like, damn, man, that was rough. So for him to get shot 8 times, he lost three niggas. It was either two or three of his close, like, basically say it was four guys. And they were the best of friends, and then they killed three of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, all in one situation where they were there together. So his, you know, and then, like I said, then he goes to jail. He gets snatched out of jail, you know, and he goes to the hospital. He gets snatched out of the hospital, 8 shots, still leaking and shit like that. They got him bandaged up, but the way his hand, they had a video where they showed his hand. You know, I guess when they finally had released him, they had to change. This is how I know that he was really, really fucked up when they took him from the hospital to the jail, because they took him to the jail and they had him in there for about 2-3 weeks. They had him in that joint for like a good 2-3 weeks. And then they finally released him. Like, you know, because people was like, it was hitting the media. And the media's like, man, let that boy out, man. He gonna die in there. He need to be home or somewhere where he getting, like, the right kind of treatment, man. He don't need to be in no jail cell. Like, people shot him, you know what I'm saying? So they finally, they released him or whatever. And they showed a video of, I guess, maybe his girlfriend changing his scar. Man, that joint looked like, oh. This shit was so disgusting, like, for it to be, like, 2 weeks and your shit still look like that, like, his shit must have been basically dangling. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. Like, I think he got shot about a good 4 or 5 times, like, probably, like, right there in that hand and wrist area. Okay, so, like I said, he blew up. You know, everybody was just so hurt by a story that, you know, people started to graduate to him. Say Cheese was posting him. And then it came to the Young Melly dude. So what they saying is basically that he tried to basically steal what happened to dude and bring it into real life. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. When the clip first hit that two of his friends did. Now I'm talking about the Young Melly guy. Now when it first hit that two of his friends got killed, I was like, damn, Young. That's the first thing I thought about was the Young. I'm like, damn, that's another rapper with, you know what I'm saying? But it really looked like he tried to take that to take himself. Because like I said, the media is really what's going to get you. Like, you can have the best bars, the best hooks, you know, talking the best shit, but it don't matter, bro. Like, if you ain't got the media on your side or a super, super promo team or people that's already in the face of media that's publishing you, posting you and shit like that, man, it's gonna be hard. You know what I'm saying? So, and the dude was already getting Say Cheese, but like I had seen him on Say Cheese before. He was holding like a baby goat, so he was definitely, you know. But like I said, that Say Cheese just a post from you paying. That don't really mean shit for real. That's just people spending their money for him to post it. So you know, you need that next step. Just like what's the boy name that they accused of killing XXX? That dude was a local nobody rapper. You know what I'm saying? This situation happens, all of a sudden, man, now I know this man name, Soulja Kid. You know, shout out to him. You know, he seen a glitch and ran with, oh shit, boy, bro just got shot over here. Damn, we right up the street. That's crazy. You know, it happens like that. Like, you damn, dude got shot. I was over there getting a haircut. You know what I'm saying? So, shit like that happens. You know, it happens in other. So, they just ran with it. Post a gun, make a scene. You know what I'm saying? They knew what they was trying to do. They didn't think it was going to take him like that. But it did do what it did for him. Like, you know, it's just that XXX was a very, very loved motherfucker who had a shit. Like, boy, them, I wish like hell that I could get them XXX fans. Like, that nigga had fans. His for real, his fans might have been bigger than some of the major artists like Meek Mill, for real. That nigga XXX fans, man, it's way more way more XXX little fan pages than it is Meek Mill's. Man, I promise you, these youth artists, man, they be having, like, when they say cult following, that means your shit is strong. Like, when you have a cult, like, they don't say that for a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Like, even 6ix9ine, he had a cult following, you know, even though it was for all of the wrong bullshit reasons. You know, his shit was more like a matinee, because, like, you're watching a movie, you know what I'm saying? So now, like I said, when this came out, I was like, oh, man, that's fucked up. So, you know, of course, everybody gonna start watching you after that happened and shit. So I'm looking around, I'm like, this nigga not moving like a person that just lost. Like, you could tell that that young Ace dude was fucked up. Like, he was fucked up. Like, you know, and one thing about this rap shit that I will say, at some point, if you really want that fame that bad, you would do some shit like that. Because when one thing about this shit, like, you never know what the people going to intake to. Like, case in point, like, no artist never knows what their biggest song going to be. You know what I'm saying? You never know what your biggest song going to be in when you recording. You know what I'm saying? Any exec or, you know, manager or studio owner, anybody could tell you that, like, man, that's why it's always a wild, weird story when niggas make a hit. They be like, oh shit, we didn't even know with this one. You hear that in almost every single hit. You know what I'm saying? It's very seldom you'll hear a person say like, oh nah, we kind of knew this one was going to be that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but the first artist, the first artist to do some wild shit is who they going, you know, they going to react to first. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it was like maybe a couple days passed, and I kept watching, dude. I was just like, man, he just don't look like nobody that just lost two homies who was close to him and also rappers. Like, they rappers just like him on the same kind of YNF stuff or whatever, YFN or whatever. So I'm like, damn, this shit look real fluke. But I was just thinking it, you know what I'm saying? And then, bam, out of nowhere, here come this. Now, they saying that the song I just played, you know, you heard them, Murder on My Mind, and I didn't, the line that they saying that that's premeditated is the, I didn't mean to shoot him, he just caught me by surprise. Now, the song was recorded like almost 9 or 10 months before this shit happened. That's why they calling it premeditated. But they said, and then they said that they got a phone. I don't get this part, but they saying they had like a phone that has a message in it showing, like, basically him telling somebody, not telling them they're gonna kill him, but basically telling the person that we're gonna make it look like a drive-by. So it's crazy, like, you know, and see, that's why I was saying about the artist shit. Like, niggas do get jealous because you don't know who is going to pop off. Like, you don't know what song is gonna pop off, or what artist is gonna pop off, or what style gonna pop off. And niggas will, and niggas will hate. You can watch while you posting your shit and you in your glow. You watch your other players. That shit is really true. If they tell you, if your teammates ain't clapping when you score, get some new ones. You better listen to that shit. Like I said, sometimes you got the point where you may not be big enough for a nigga to take you out. You know what I'm saying? You might be on a nigga nerves, but like I said, all these locals, especially in the DMV, they greedy. Everybody greedy as shit. They want to be number one, so they want to be the one. They want to be the one that got niggas out to be like, to say, oh, like, every, like, nobody wants to sit back and be like, we did this shit. They always want to be like, I did this shit, nigga. I'm the one that did this. I'm the OG. I used to hit niggas, sit around and argue amongst each other about who is the big dog of the group. Fuck that, man. It's supposed to be together. That's why everybody's still right here. That's why they dropping videos doing 400 views and shit. You know what I'm saying? And after 5 and 6 years of doing this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, ain't nobody supporting nobody. Everybody trying to be the number one piece. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, in Florida, you know, Say Cheese, he covered them hard. You know what I'm saying? He on them hard because, you know, you got Kodak, you got, you know, the ex, you got the other boy that was accused of killing the ex, you know what I'm saying? So it's like what they say, DJ Academics, the main reason why a lot of people was hating on DJ Academics or don't like him is because a lot of their friends got killed trying to make DJ Academics page. You know what I'm saying? You do some wild shit and that shit gets submitted, he gonna post it and be like, oh, give you a nice ass caption, oh, Wild Savage from the 310 slides and kills 5 niggas, or you know what I'm saying? He gonna give you some of it. So a lot of their friends was getting their heads blowed off just trying to be that nigga on that post. You know what I'm saying? So Say Cheese is the same thing. You gonna like, hey, eight young, like, all that shit was from Say Cheese with the nigga. We would have never known about dude, you know, his friends getting killed in the drive-by. We would have never knew about that shit. You know what I'm saying? We would have never knew. And then, boom. You know what I'm saying? So you think dude ain't see that shit? That's what I think, man. I think he really tried to. They probably sacrificed them niggas like on some not some sacrifice. I hate to say that, like. I never really believe in that shit because I pray that I don't get sacrificed. Don't nobody I love gets fucking sacrificed. But I think they made like a self-sacrifice. Like, man, look, we're going to take these two niggas out and Say Cheese going, and hopefully niggas going to fall in love with us like they fell in love with the other dude, and which they did. Like, people really fell in love with that the dude Young Ace for that shit. Like, they was really, like, looking at him. You know, like I said, and the police was involved and how they was treating him, too. So it had people really, like, yeah, this is wild. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I don't know. The police, like, this ain't even a myth. Once the police get you on and, you know, come down, like, this, you know, like I said, this shit happened November, I think, like, November 18th last year. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what, November, December, January, we into February. So, this almost two months after. That's usually about how long it takes. Like, it's like when you get a smooth killing off, it's gonna be about 2 or 3 months before they actually, you know what I'm saying, make that arrest. You know, same thing with the, you know, with the little girl out here. Like, two or three months later, and then now, and then for them to arrest a homie, like, I'm telling you, man, like, they probably put that, like I said, they didn't act it out right, you know, and like I said, and it was hard for him to do it because he didn't get shot, you know what I'm saying? He didn't get shot evil. It was just a drive-by, and then boom, too. And shit looked fucking suspicious, man. It looked fucking suspicious. Like, niggas will take you out if they feel like you a threat to them, as in general, of, like, they can't punk you. It ain't even got to be that you got more money. You might have more drive than them. You know, you might have more drive than them. And then you might have more drive, and then you might have, you know, more of a support system, like, as far as, like, people, like, damn, people, these people really love you. They fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? People don't support me like how they support you, because I might have these certain people fucking with me because, oh man, I used to work somewhere, and I met a whole lot of people here, and I was such a great person that I got that side want to see me win. And then I used to work over here, and then I got that side, you know, all the people that I met and became lifetime friends, and I got them supporting me. You know what I'm saying? Then you have a hood nigga that never leave the hood, don't never do no work, never work a job, you know, never really go nowhere. They just in the hood, and they ain't got nobody supporting them but niggas in the hood. You see what I'm saying? And that's kind of like where the hate come from, because they not going to really brush shoulders with the people that you brushing shoulders with, you know what I'm saying, that's going to support, you know. Like, For example, I had a million-dollar corporation business owner listen to one of my mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? A nigga in the hood and never get there because, you know, you ain't gonna meet this nigga. You ain't gonna meet him to the point where you done work for this nigga for 7-8 months, and then he done seen you come in here and bust your ass and seen another side of you. You know what I'm saying? So I got this, my homie out here that want to support me because, you know, every day he coming to my shop, and I give him great service, and then so he end up getting to know me. So he like, oh, okay, I kind of want to support you. Let me know what you do. You sell clothes? I want to get a shirt too. You know, so yeah, whatever, anything for you, because you're a good person. A nigga in the hood not gonna reach that. You see what I'm saying? They ain't gonna reach that aspect of it because they stuck to one spot. So the support is, you know what I'm saying? That's why they kind of carry a certain monster with them. Like, don't nobody love me. It's really because you ain't went nowhere and met no motherfucking body. So you expecting complete strangers to support you, and you play this crazy killer role, like, fuck everybody. You don't know that. You don't even know that many motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You some motherfuckers, like, you know, it's like that. This, like I said, the streets is like they, the same thing that'll make your ass cry, or make the same thing that'll make you laugh, will be the same thing that make you cry in the streets, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like you want to be tough, you got to keep that monster, don't fuck with me. But then again, when you drop your music, that fuck you attitude is out the window. You know what I'm saying? You want people to love and support you, but 2 days ago you was telling them fuck you. Because you don't fuck with nobody. Fuck everybody. Fuck love. You see what I'm saying? It's just, it's the same thing that'll make you laugh, but the same thing end up making you cry. I think that if the case is already here, then they got them because they don't really make mistakes. Once they bring you in, once them feds get to bringing you in on that type of shit and reporting that, then, you know, and then no bond. And once they get to doing that type of shit, yeah, it's pretty much a wrap. So, I don't know, man. So, here we go. Another career wiped clean because of white. Another career wiped clean because of greediness, man. That's why I say it, man. Please, young people, if you got young kids and they growing up, man, forget this rap, forget this music game, period. None of it, all of it is crazy. I mean, maybe the singing, maybe that side is a little easier, but it's too much stress on a kid. Let your kid be a kid. You know, that this artist world is, especially rap, like rap and hip hop, man, it's not good, man. Like, a nigga will be hating on your kid because you are a better person, a better parent to your kid, and you support them. Why this other nigga from round the way that he love and fuck with, and they cool, and they chill, and they hang out, smoke together, fuck bitches together. Now him, he ain't got no parents, so he's misfortunate. You know, now he looking at your son like your son a little bitch ass dude because he has you as the mother or you as the father, and you take care and you there and you back and you supporting your kid. So now that other boy that ain't got the parents, he looking at your son like he a sucker. Know the game.